Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. A self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a prostitute.
Nothing better than having an old Polish woman jerk you off.
Have you ever been raped by an uncut cock?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that tickles.
Kenny, a functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
You know how easy it is to get pants off a guy who's a quadriplegic?
I drink all the time. I don't care who it is. If it's a dude or a girl, if somebody starts kissing my neck, sometimes shit happens.
I'm a beautiful disaster.
I could hear my liver humming.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Shut up!
All this banging talk makes my penis twitch.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
Two queers in a room by ourselves.
The vision is real. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
It's the Conti Kenny Show once again, live.
I'm good.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm very good.
We're just going to check the levels because we didn't get a chance. We are good. Wow. Welcome, everybody. It is June 23rd, 2014. Right?
Yeah.
2014.
Oh, as far as I know.
It's the Conti Kenny Show. Phone number 240- I, C, and K. All right, you guys know that. Skype is NPN Studios. And go in the chat rooms. Go to morelikeradio.com/live and be part of the show. You can definitely add a lot to the show.
Or not.
Or just shut your face. Don't say a thing.
Yeah.
All right, we just got in a little late, so we're just sort of doing the levels as we start. Usually, we do our.
Should. I think we should take it to the next level, Joe.
What's that?
Yeah.
God, boy, the amount of disdain I have for you.
Some people can if they're watching the camera. But when I look at you and I do that, and you look at me and you're like, "All right, well, what do you got?" Just the facial expressions.
Yeah, and my camera, and it's funny because my camera is not working on my end.
Oh, so it's only
so
me?
I only put it on you.
Okay.
And right away, because that would have been a very good moment of me just, fuck. Oh man, what a crazy weekend, man. How was your weekend? Good.
Yeah, I didn't do shit.
No.
No.
No, you didn't. You didn't work Saturday night.
No,
you
no
a gig
no.
Saturday night.
No. I was going to, but decided not to.
Yeah. Okay, it's cool. I worked.
Somebody else needed it.
Somebody else needed it. Yeah, sure they did.
Yeah.
I had a. I'm going to start out by saying right now, I became an adult over the weekend.
I'm interested in this.
Yes, Kenny. All I told Kenny before the show, my only show prep for this was I became an adult, a man, over the weekend. Sunday, we decided Beverly wanted to go down the shore, even just to go walk on the boardwalk, and it was like 8 in the morning, right? We're up. She's like, I want to go. I'm like, you know what?
What day?
Sunday.
8 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah, we were up.
Who lives like that?
Most of the planet, actually. Most of the planet. I know.
It's unbelievable.
I know. You're just getting your REMs going. The eyes are starting to flutter. Your eyeballs are moving back and forth. And you're having dreams about Captain.
At this point, I'm like, let me get some sun before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because that's where I'm going
to bed. That's when you're going to bed, right. So she wanted to, like, you know, because we just got back from the
Florida,
Key West, and she's all pumped about being in the sun. So I was like, yeah.
The water, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the whole thing.
What I wanted to do was I wanted to spend a little time with, like, my nephews. I wanted to see them, you know? So I said, why don't I give my brother a quick call? Let me see if we can, snatch my oldest nephew, Dominic, you know? And we'll take him with us.
How old's Dom now? Four?
Three.
Four?
And a, he's going to be four next month. So she's like, all right, give it a shot. I didn't think they were going to say yes.
You go and get ice cream and leave him in the car. You and Bev are just walking around.
We have a new total, folks, for the backseat barbecue.
Yeah, at 3:15, you're walking back to the car. She's got a big giraffe under her arm.
Who was this giraffe?
You have a blue tongue from the cotton candy.
Yeah. My arm is hurting from shooting basketballs into a crooked rim.
You blew out your sandal like four times on the Hurricane Sandy wooden planks all busted up.
My elbow's busted from hitting the thing and shooting it up and trying to be the strong man.
Yeah.
So I call my brother, and he was like, ask his wife, because he was like, look, my brother works late. He goes, ask his wife. I text her, and I said, hey, we'd like to blah, blah, blah. She's like, when do you want to pick him up?
Yeah, media. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know, 10 o'clock. We were going to go get his breakfast.
It's funny. Once the first kid, everything's like, I don't know. You know, they have commercials about that too.
Right. Once they have more than one.
Yeah. They're like, fucking take them.
Get them now.
Get them away from me.
Get them out of here.
That's really funny.
So now my brain is really working. I'm like, why don't we do this? Because I haven't seen my mom since we got back. You know, and I helped my dad cut the lawn on Saturday. I'm doing everything here. I saw my dad. I helped him cut the lawn. So I'm like, why don't we see if my mom wants to come with us. And it'll be me, Beverly, my mom, and my nephew. My mom pumped up.
So if the baby annoys you enough, your mom's got him.
It wasn't that, although that's a very good point.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. It was just that I wanted to spend a little time with my mom, and nothing makes her happier than seeing her grandkids.
Having the kids, yeah.
So we got it set up, and my sister-in-law is like, all right, cool. She goes, 10 minutes later, she goes, he's sitting by the window waiting for Uncle Joe because now he's going on vacation. So he's like, I'm going on vacation, and he's waiting by the window for like
cute.
An hour waiting for us to get there. So pick up my mom, we pick him up, and we're going down. I have to say, I've never seen a boy pee as much as my nephew. We left around 10:30. By the time we got him home at 7, I think he peed 5 times.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you got a prostate thing?
I think he's just he's one. My brother says he's just one of those kids that when he's got to pee, the first moment he's got to pee, he's crossing his legs. I got to pee.
Oh, he's one of those. Not holding like, it, yeah.
He won't hold it. So,
so you pick him up.
So pick him up, and we go down, and we're not even on the parkway. And he went to the bathroom before we left.
Make potty.
We're on Route 78.
You call it make potty?
Yeah, he's going to go potty. We're on Route 78, a major interstate.
I like to make potty sometimes.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah, and a plant with dirt. And we're on Route 78, a major highway. We just got on 7 minutes from the house. I got to go pee-pee. Well, listen, Dominic, you know, you just got to wait. I can't wait. I get to the next exit. I can't even get on the parkway yet. And it's a Sunday. It's 10:30 Sunday. You know there's going to be traffic on the parkway on a beautiful weekend.
Beautiful weekend. Yeah.
So we get off.
Probably the best weekend of the year so far.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and we have to pay $40 to park. Anyway, there's no parking spaces. So first exit
Fucking Sandy.
Oh, bastards, man. And first exit, so we got to go and go into the first gas station. So I got to bring him to go to pee.
Ugh.
And so I got to go there, and wasn't a great, but it was a low toilet, so he can just sit in front of the toilet.
Oh, he's a sitter? He's not tall enough, right?
No, standing. I'm sorry.
Oh, standing. He's standing. Yeah. Okay.
So he's standing. So I'm like, cool, that works, you know? Because I would clean the toilet.
For, you know, even instead of having a kid sit on a toilet,
right.
Just let him pee in a corner. Like, dude, just put it on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not sitting on that.
Yeah.
You got a long life ahead of you. You don't need to get fucking genital warts.
Yeah.
Sitting on an Exxon's toilet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was just going to stand there and just pee on it.
All right, I would tell him, just pee in the corner. Just
pee.
Yeah.
Done, right? We're good.
Long stream? Did he have to pee a lot?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a good thing. Probably 10 seconds, you know?
Sure. It was a good pee. It wasn't a good pee
for a little kid, you know?
It wasn't like a 60, 70-year-old, you know.
No, where it's just like a bad
prostate
sprinkler.
Prostate cancer.
It's like, that, that, that,
that, that, that, no. It just dribbles out like your antifreeze.
Yeah, you got to plug it in with oatmeal, you know? Plug the radiator with oatmeal. So, done. Back on 78. Now, 15 minutes from the house. Get on the parkway, and we're on the parkway, and we're going for a while, but we're hitting patches of traffic.
Sure.
It's sure traffic, people. So it's, you know, it would slow down to doing 20, 25, and then all of a sudden, no accident, nothing, it just opens up. It's the most bizarre thing in traffic ever.
It's scientific. One jerk off, an hour and 15 minutes before you got at that point, slammed on his brakes for some
reason.
Crazy,
isn't it? There's nothing there.
They have computer simulations. That one jerk off like swerves, the other one, or you know, some guy gives him a finger and slows down to like 40 miles an hour or 45, completely backs it up. For no reason.
Crazy.
Yeah, for absolutely no reason.
I understand merging. I get it. I understand when there's like a heavy merge from a major interstate or whatever. So now we're going. And I don't know. It's a half hour later. And I got to go pee-pee again. Well, Dominic.
What's in his breast milk? Miller Lite?
I don't know. He drinks a lot of water and he had orange juice that morning. So this kid's got, so I'm like,
it's a fucking bladder of a frat house.
Now, the thing was, when we were on 78, my genius mother's like, just pull over, and we'll let him pee right here. I'm like,
you're going to stop traffic for everybody else.
No, it's not stopping traffic, but this was Route 78, which was an empty
highway. Oh, 78, you know, no, you can't
empty
do it.
Highway, right? There's grass and stuff, but, you know, not really like, it's like, I'm not doing it on an interstate. Where trucks are coming at 80 miles
an hour. I've seen those videos. Yeah,
I'm not doing it. Yeah. No way. Yeah. He's not my kid.
State trooper goes flying 50 yards because some guy in a fucking U-Haul smashes into the back of it. Yeah.
So now we're on the parkway, and there's the express and the local. We're in the express, and now it's kind of chugging along. We're doing 15 miles an hour, and there's no way to get off. There's nowhere to go. He's got to go. So I'm like, you know what? Now's the time. I'm on the fast lane, but everybody's doing 15 miles an hour. Now I pull over. We're on the inner lane. There's grass. People are coming at 15 miles an hour. There could be nothing that could happen.
So you went left on the left-hand lane?
Yeah.
Or you got over all the way to the right?
Left-hand lane in between.
In the grass.
In the grass.
In between north and south.
So I got like the back door open so he can be all in between.
So you pull him over.
So we're sitting there, and now I'm behind him.
He's peeing on Bev's Mercedes, right in the door handle.
No, it was my car.
Oh, it was your car.
It was the Venza.
The Venza.
So
the Paul Prevenza.
Yeah. So now we're sitting there, and he got his pants down, and I got like his hips from the side just to make sure. And he's peeing, and there's just a little bit of dirt, and he's grass and dirt. So I'm just sitting there, and he's peeing on the dirt. So I'm swishing his hips back and forth and up and down, and he's like, "Hey, I'm hitting the grass." So I'm teaching him how to like do his name and shit in urine. So this is great. The kid's with me a half hour, and I have him peeing on the side of the parkway.
Now you're writing Dominic in the grass.
Yeah, Dominic and Laura forever. You know, TLF, true love forever. So this is great, right? But there was no danger. See, that was my only thing. I was 78, danger of car going. But everybody's doing 15 miles an hour. There was traffic.
And you know what? State trooper comes over.
He's not going to say anything.
It's a baby.
It's a kid.
It's a baby.
It's a kid.
I'm not
peeing because I was drinking Amstel Light for 4 hours.
Right. I got a kid.
It's my kid.
It's traffic.
They would never say anything.
No,
I wasn't even worried about that. I was a little over paranoid, worried about people, cars coming at 65 miles.
You know
an hour.
What? I tell you, I give you a lot of credit because for not being a father, you did good.
That's not bad,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got a little baby, and then he's got to pee. You pull, you know,
it's not bad.
And he's peeing.
So now we're down. We're finally get down to shore. We couldn't find parking. Blah blah blah.
Where'd you go? Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant.
Nice.
It was a mad house.
For the kid, you got to go.
Right.
There.
It was great. He was having a great time. You know, on the rides. Here is when I became an adult, a man. Kid's got to pee again. So now we go, and now the only place to go is a urinal. So now we're going to the urinal, and he's got his pants down, and he's a little short for the urinal. So now I got to take him, and I'm lifting him a little bit with my knee and holding him, but the pee isn't going right, so I had to give a little hold of the old pee-pee from the back and give it the old wiggle. So I'm holding my nephew's penis with his hands, and I'm just and the kid takes after his old man. He ain't taking after his uncle. He's got a nice piece. And I'm helping him with the wee-wee. And I'm in total man mode. I'm in mode like this is my nephew, and I have to do the right thing, and I got to make sure everything's good. I don't want him peeing on himself. And as I'm doing it, I'm not even thinking. And then he puts his pants up, and we're ready to go, and he washes his hands, and we're walking outside. I just touched a 3-year-old's cock. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
No, it's a family cock.
But
yeah,
was... It was like...
It's blood.
I did what I needed to do as a man.
Yeah.
I was an adult. I wasn't like, oh, I can't do this, or giggly, giggly. Now
no,
I became...
Yeah.
I became more of a man. We're in a restaurant. He's got to go to the bathroom again.
Jesus Christ, with this
So
kid.
I got to go in with him. So I'm like, all right. So I stand him in front of the toilet.
Get him a catheter and a fucking...
I pull his pants... You know, I'm like, all right, buddy. He goes to pull his pants down. He doesn't pull him down like to his knees. He pulls him all the way down, and he turns around.
To the floor.
And he's just going to sit on the toilet. I'm like, you got to take a dump? I'm like...
He's number two-ing now?
He's number two-ing. So I'm like, all right. You know, so I turn around. I'm not going to be staring at him. So I turn around like, and I don't make it like it's embarrassing. I make it like, I'll make sure nobody comes in, Dom, you know? So I'm standing, you know, Nooch, I'm like, I'm standing
well,
by the door.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know
I wasn't, like, not looking, but I'm like, you all right? I'm like, and I stand by the door.
Did you ever make eye contact with a 4-year-old taking a dump?
It was hilarious. It's awkward. It was hilarious. Because he's sitting there talking to me, right?
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, dude.
My brother used to do that when he was in diapers. He'd go behind the door. He wouldn't close the door in a room. He'd open the door and go into the corner. So okay. It's just like the wall and him. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, nothing.
It's like, he's talking to me. He's like, okay, Uncle Joe.
See, but the innocence of that, you know what I mean?
It was the innocence
just,
that was just,
he's just
he
pushing.
Was just pushing away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting there waiting. But now, it was a small little restaurant right on the boardwalk. And it was one bathroom, unisex. We were waiting online because there was a woman with two of her kids that must have been in there for like 7 minutes. Like 7 minutes waiting online with a woman, then my mother, then me and my nephew, and then a woman behind us. And we're waiting and waiting.
So your mother went before the...
No, what happened was when the lady came out,
I'm just fucking right.
My mother said, go ahead. So now I bring him in there and he's... And he's talking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like say, hey, kiddo, push him out. Let's go. We got people waiting. I didn't want to say that. But I'm like, you good, Dad? You good? You done yet? And he's like, almost. And he's pushing, right? Finally, he's done. He gets up. I go over to the toilet because and I'm like, all right, you want me to get the paper for you? Because I figured you want me to pull the paper and do it. I'm like, so I take it and I hand it to him. He goes... I don't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you don't do that? Who do you presume is going to do that? Because sure fuck ain't going to be me.
Who do you presume?
Sir. There's only me and you in the sink. So I'm not sure who you think is going to go whoop up the old crackaroo of a three-year-old. But it sure the fuck ain't going to be Uncle Joe. I touched a penis. That's enough. So he just looks at me, and I'm like, what am I going to do? So
you got to do it. That's funny.
I go to wipe. I do a little wiperoo, and I look in the toilet. I could not believe that came out of my nephew.
Whoa, yeah, big.
Monster. A monster duty. Like, he should have been sounded like he was being reverse raped. Like, this coming out of his ass should have hurt like he was getting raped in a
right,
prison.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it. I text my brother. I'm like, the stuff that comes out of your kid. He's like, dude, that's one time. That's three times a day this kid's dropping these things. Like a stowaway in a plane, and they drop the hatch. And you didn't know when it just came. And, dude, I could not believe the size of the duty that this
girth
little,
of the turd or just the length.
The girth and the length.
No kidding.
It was probably 7 inches long.
He man-doo-dooed.
He man-doo-dooed. Because it was like three or four little pellets.
Yeah.
So it was almost like...
That's the ball bearings.
Yeah, it was almost like this big, how about gooey duck with its babies around it. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. So now I got to give him a one wipe and a two. And the second one, put a little bit of water and give it a little clean, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Baby wipes.
But
of course.
Give it a little. It wasn't really that dirty, you know? You know, his their honeys, I guess, are pretty clean, you know?
Yeah.
But.
they don't have any hair or anything to catch
up. No. And I'm like, I can't believe I just wiped the ass of a 3.5-year-old, almost a 4-year-old.
Did you ever baby change? Did you ever change his diaper?
I've never changed a diaper.
You never changed a diaper?
No, I wouldn't even know how to do it.
Okay.
I've been around it. Like, you know, and then I get to go, and then just walk out of the room, especially when they were babies. But I've become a man.
You've done a dad thing. You've done a daddy.
Or at least grown up. I did an adult.
And I give you, I give you a lot of credit because you did perfectly. You did perfectly. Anything that had to be done, you had little babies. It's a baby. It's not your baby. You know what I mean? But
it's the closest thing I'll ever have to one.
You adapted and overcame.
Yeah.
So to speak.
And I don't think I was, because they were like, oh, why don't you just do it right here on 78? And I was like, no. It's a highway. There's no traffic.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. You know, imagine he just, you know what I mean? God forbid that the shudder of him just like, you know what I mean? Just running.
Yeah.
But even if he did that when we were on the parkway, nothing would have happened because cars were hardly moving.
I was holding him the right thing. From soup to nuts, you did aces.
I did all right, right?
I'm proud of you, pal.
Nice.
Proud of you.
Yep, I grabbed a 4-year-old's penis, wiped his ass, and had him ride the rides and got him ice cream and a bowl of pasta.
Yeah. During probably around Easter time, I went down to my cousin's house. And we had a family get-together. We saw each other at my brother's wedding, and it was all the kids that I used to babysit. You know what I mean? So I'm looking around the table, and I brought her. They were saying something, and I'm like, I stopped everybody, and I go, 75% of the people here, I've wiped your genitalia, okay?
Okay.
My brother, my little sister, my three, you and you, my nieces, you and you, did it all, and mom's next. Because once she goes into the home or she's in my attic,
you know, because she's got dementia. I'm going to be the family has already said that I have ass wiping duty.
See, yeah, but you've been around it more.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been around.
Because I'm the oldest. So, and my brother and my sister both had kids late.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, this is all new to me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I've been around for a long time.
And to be honest, because of the way my brother and his wife are, you know, they're a little kooky. I was a little surprised that they allowed it, allowed us to go to take him.
Yeah.
Although we did got to take him to the train at one time. That was like the first time he was really alone, you know, away from them. And part of it is that Beverly was there. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
I mean,
your mom.
Plus they knew my mom was going to be there. You know, just. But it was cool. And my brother even like texts me. He goes, "Dude, you are on a very short list of people that are with that little boy right there." You know, so kind of a little corny, but it kind of made me feel cool that they trust. You know what it is? They trust me in the fact that I'm like I wouldn't let anything happen to him. I'm just not trustworthy and like just like. In dopey things like, oh, you know, we told you to be back at 6 and you're back at 7. You know what I mean? Like that.
Right.
But they know I would never, you know, and
thinking about the kid.
And
of course.
And they're pretty good with him with like snack foods. Like he doesn't really eat a lot of crap. He really doesn't.
Right.
So they're like, just don't go nuts. Don't go giving him all junk food. The kid, he'll take fruit or vegetables over muffins or potato chips.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
why
he's doodling like that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. He's eating broccoli all day.
He's fucking eating like a Sasquatch. Yeah. It's funny. Like, I went to my niece's softball game a couple of weeks ago. And the one niece is playing. My brother-in-law's coaching. My sister, they were having a party for the team. So she had to leave. So I'm watching a little one who's 8 years old, you know?
Okay.
And I think back when I was 8, we would have baseball games, and I wouldn't see anyone in my family for 12 hours. I'd go there in the morning and play a 9 o'clock game.
Wow.
And then just run around the baseball field because my brother had a game here. They were always in the park. You know what I mean? The family.
Okay.
There was always somebody in the family at the park, but I was just hanging out with friends or playing baseball on this thing,
right,
running around. And then I'm with my niece, and she's 8, going to be 9, you know. And she's running around, and she's like, we go up, and I get her a hot dog and a Gatorade, and she's like, dude, you can go watch the game. I'm cool. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, you're up here. There's nobody up here. And he's like, no, Daddy lets me run around wherever I want.
Yeah.
She's like, my friends are over there. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, it's cool. She's like, yeah, all the time. It's cool. I'm like, all right, you're not lying to me. No, I'm not. And she's like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. So I go back to the field, and I see my brother-in-law. I'm like, is it all right if she... He's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. She's like, yeah, she's fine. She's up there because, you know, it's all the people in the neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody, you know. But still, I'm sitting on the bleachers all the way in the back, and there's like two or three fields, you know, connected to each other. And I'm watching my niece's baseball, you know, softball game, and then I'm just keeping an eye on number 10. I can see number 10 running back this way, running back that way.
Right, right, right.
But I'm always, you know, I know she's fine. You know, back in our day.
It's got to be it's an instinct.
When
you know?
We were, you know, 8 years old and stuff, it was a different time, you know.
Yeah. People weren't
And you don't remember when you're the protector. When you're a kid, you're like, this is, you know, you're running around. But when you're the protector and... it's almost like you borrowing someone's car and you don't want to smash it.
Right.
You know? You don't want to be I don't want to be watching my niece and she go and split her lip open.
Well, that was the thing, too.
Because I'm not watching
like
her.
That was the thing, too. It's like, you know, God forbid, even something small happens. Oh, because it was under my watch.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Under my watch. Even if he just was walking and just fell. And just, you know, chipped his tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it happened when you... Really?
What, were you not watching him?
Yeah, no, was right next walking. Home. You know what I mean?
I held his penis.
That's not Stephen Hawking. The kid can walk. I made sure all the pee-pee went in the right spot,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I wiped his duty.
Kid's got a pretty nice...
yeah,
got a good piece.
Good piece,
not
good.
Not bad.
Good for him.
Yeah. Thank God he didn't take after his uncle.
But it's strange when you're left with the responsibility of, you know, I mean, I've been watching my brothers and sisters for since when we were kids, you know what I mean? Older, my little brother, my little sister, and then my nieces and everything. And it really is funny that everything changes when they when the parents get complacent, when they're like, fucking take them. Fucking take them. Go.
I really was
take
surprised.
Em. And then, you know, in their neighborhood where my nieces live, everyone knows each other. All the kids are the same age. It's a really cool kind of a neighborhood. But they're, you know, they're like, when we were kids, where I would leave the house Saturday morning. I'm out of the house at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not coming back till nighttime. You know, and there were no cell phones or no pagers or nothing like that.
And it wasn't because parents didn't care.
Right.
It wasn't that. But there isn't that overt paranoia that we have in this country now because
some of it's warranted. Some of it's warranted. Let me tell
you
something.
If you go and if you can go and check statistics of how many children get abducted every year. From 1930 to now, maybe the numbers are higher now because we have more people in this country, but it's going to be around the same thing. But back then, happened, we have to wait for a telegraph or a singing. You have a singing telegram, you know, hey, what's up? You know, your face is red and round. Your kid's not around. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? They're going to, you know, to let you know that something happened.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a news story for every single thing that happens.
You know what the Amber Alert was 25 years ago, 30 years ago? Mike! Mike!
Michael! Bobby!
Susan!
Cindy! Remember the remember the Grand Canyon episode of Brady Bunch? Bobby! Cindy! When they went with the little Indian kid? Come on!
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember that when he got lost?
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, and that's the thing. So, I'm not saying they're all over there, but we're living in a world where parents are a little bit of the... They're more smothering now than they were back then.
Right.
And part of it is because, you know, they have the technology to smother, you know, whether it's cameras.
A good old pillow.
Yeah.
That's all the technology you need.
You know what I mean?
You want a SIDS a kid, sudden infant death syndrome.
Right.
Fucking pillow. Or a stuffed animal.
It's all perception.
Shut up, you kid.
And the perception is that
crying.
Our kids are more danger. How many times have you heard a person go, well, you know what? Oh, my God, the world we live in today. You know what I mean? What a crazy world. And it's just as crazy as it was 50 years ago. Maybe a little bit more. There's a little bit more, you know what I mean? But there's more people here. And there's more access to certain things. But in the grand scheme of things... People are people, and however many child abductors and, you know, these awful predators are, it's the same percentage, you know, of people.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean? It's just that you hear about it more now, and it just seems more frightening, and it does, you know? So, shit, dude, we were out. It was like, you know, we would come home and boom, drop our books and go. And we were out, you know, and it was like, hey, listen, at 6 o'clock, dinner, you know, and I was lucky. We lived on a horseshoe. It was two roads that were dead ends, and then they connected them to the two, and it's a horseshoe. So the only people that would drive up our block were people that lived there. You don't just drive down that block.
There's
no reason to do it. So we got to just hang out, and I had woods in my backyard, and we would go hang out in the woods, and we're trying to make, like, we would be sitting there in trees making like club, you know, fucking tree houses.
Yeah, forts.
Fucking 8-year-olds with a hammer. Hey, give me two hammers. I got a coffin to nail here. I got to go run conduit over to the left side. And you're like, we're 8 years old. What are we doing? We're with hammers and nails. And
absolutely. You know what? Think about it. How many kids these days can build a fort? A good fort with scrap wood.
No.
You know? My house.
They can do it on this one game.
Fort app.
Yeah, there's a video game where all they do is build shit.
Fucking fort app.
A fort app.
Yeah. No, you go and find raw materials and a couple of fucking spare nails.
How about Manhunt?
Oh, Manhunt.
Remember Manhunt?
Manhunt was brilliant.
We
would play Manhunt and one of the funniest, one of the best.
Hold that thought. I got to go just walk in there and get the soda.
Because my mouth is dry. I can't speak.
Want me to grab it? Hold on a
second. Oh, you
want
to grab it real quick?
Yeah, I'll grab it for you.
Oh, I'll keep the float.
You want the water or the soda?
I'll take the soda. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, that's right. It's fucking dead air. Absolute dead air. Really? I let him go dead air.
That's okay. Yeah,
I'm dead. Confident in our radio skills that I can go a little dead air.
Sure.
They're not going to change. They're not going to change the channel. Hey, keep it. Don't turn the dial.
So, Manhunt. I had about 3/4 of an acre growing up in kind of a upper middle class neighborhood. Yeah. You know, a lot of land
out of nowhere. There was basically a farm in Edison.
Exactly, a lot of land for where I lived, and we put in a basketball net and the dirt. We had a driveway, you know what I mean? Had a little parking area. And on the end, we put a basketball hoop up. So we dug out the hole for the hoop, and we never removed the mound of dirt right behind the basketball hoop. So when you ran from the backyard to the front yard on the left side of the house, you would have to run past this basketball hoop.
Okay.
It was the best strategically placed mound of dirt of all time in the dark.
Oh,
because when
it's just a perfect spot that you just trip on it every time. Minecraft, thank you, Brent. That's the one. Minecraft is a game where kids literally.
Oh, Minecraft! That's build a shit. Big one.
Yeah,
that's
they build stuff.
That's a big one with my nieces. Yeah, yeah.
we actually build stuff. I know we sound old, but you know,
we used to build. Yeah. We used to build shit. We used to build shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
and I'm terrible. And I was helping.
No, we would just have scraps of wood and we're like, let's put a fucking roof on this thing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. But that mound of dirt was brilliant. When I'd have my friends of like the neighborhood, and they wouldn't have any idea, and they'd fucking haul ass from the backyard. There was a pool, and you'd haul ass from the front yard to try to get to the front yard.
Oh man!
And they would hit this mound of dirt, and
they would just go always right in the mush, flying right.
They would go flying. It was brilliant, and you couldn't see it in the dark.
Oh, that's great!
You couldn't see it.
There was no rational reason for it to be there.
No, because we dug a hole to put the basketball hoop in, and we never
just
got rid of
it there.
Just left it.
So there was no reason.
So there was a pile of dirt there for 15, 20 years.
Oh,
and it was brilliant. Awesome. Oh, they would go flying.
That's awesome.
They would go flying.
That's great.
Yeah, we used to, everybody in the neighborhood, my house was the meeting point when we were kids.
Yeah.
Because we had condominiums and stuff around us, you know, and all the neighborhood kids. We just went to my house because there was no curfew. As long as you stayed on, like, the property, you know, we could stay up all night. And my mother didn't give a shit. You know, she didn't care. And we would just had the run of the neighborhood.
Okay.
You know? So we wouldn't be running around the neighborhood. They would come stay, you know, sleep over my house, and we'd play Manhunt 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's great.
We actually even set up dome lights, and we used to have night baseball and football games.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because we were far enough off the main road where they had to put a telephone pole in our yard next to my mother's garden. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So the wiring, the cable and the electric, it was too far away to go from the main pole overground. It wasn't underground at this
time. Okay, so it's almost like a connector. It's like a connector.
It wasn't underground, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like they have now. So they had to put a telephone pole in the middle of my yard.
Wow.
So we fucking hooked up two big fucking huge lights. So we had night baseball games and night football games.
That's phenomenal.
In my front yard, yeah. Yeah.
That is awesome.
That was great. It was great. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. See, we were lucky too because we had the horse, you know, it was the horseshoe. So we would be able to play baseball, right, on the straight part of the horseshoe, and we would hardly ever have cars come by.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could play for like an hour, and don't have to worry about cars going, because that's the worst as a kid. If you live on somewhat of a busy street where it's not busy enough that you can go on there and play, but it's just busy enough that you're gonna get a car like every minute and a half or 3 minutes, and it sucks.
Right.
We were lucky.
Yeah,
there was nobody.
But we
used to play wiffle ball. So a bunch of our garages used to be the strike zone and the driveway, right, onto the street. So, like, if you were, like, on the, like, you know, picture a regular bi-level house and the driveway right there, two garages, you would sit in front of the one garage, and some of the garages had, like, squares in them.
Yeah,
we'd use those as the strike zone, and you would be on the sidewalk pitching, and it would be, like, you know, base hit would be past you, a double would be past halfway to the street, a triple, and then a home run would be if you get it in your neighbor across the street, whatever right. it is. But it was phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, yeah. We had actually awesome. at the edge of our baseball field, and basically it looked like a square, and it was plenty of room for kids for a baseball field. And we had the driveway run through the outfield, like the warning track, then a little tiny little hill, and then arborvitae trees were the divider of the condominiums. So that was our fence.
Oh, that's great.
And we only played with tennis balls. So we would...
We played wiffle ball. Oh, you played with tennis balls.
We played with tennis balls, yeah. Damn. Yeah. And we would whip these shits into the street. And it was a main street I lived on.
Oh, wow.
It was just fucking Jesus. Line drive foul. Right into a car, we'd run. Yeah, it was a good time.
God damn.
Yeah, good reminiscing.
Nice.
Those damn kids.
Saturday, I had a gig to do. I wanted Kenny on the gig, but Kenny had other stuff to do.
Right.
Couldn't do it, so I got a friend of mine to do it. Now, unfortunately, it was for a friend of mine whose brother had just passed away. I don't even know exactly what it was, but it was something... He was 45.
Wow.
And he was like, I think it was like he, it was very sudden.
Yeah. But
I think he was in for like an operation or something.
Something
and it just,
weird.
It was not like, you know, he had, you know, cancer and he's been suffering for years. And not that that makes it any better or easier. So,
yeah. And initially, you tell me, I'm like, yeah, I'll do it a month ago, 2 months ago. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And then you send me a text message.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Then you send me a text message, 10 a.m. Sunday.
And I'm like, yeah, out of nowhere. But I was
like, I'm not doing it.
I was talking to him about something else.
Memorial, yeah.
So what happened was they, at first when she said, look, they're looking to do, we're doing a fundraiser for her brother. And can, you know, I want to find out about you. Because I didn't know this. I forgot. I did his 40th birthday party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was one of the comics on the show for his 40th birthday party. And they really liked me. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm figuring, you know what? I mean, I'm going to call James, and I'm just going to tell James, look, we'll do this fundraiser, but instead of charging a normal price, we're going to do like half. Like normally it's like $1,200 to do a fundraiser.
Sure.
We're going to do it for like $600. Just maybe just me and Teddy, we'll do it. That's it, you know? Just so it don't cost them nearly as much.
Right.
And she sent me a message back. She's like, that's really nice of you, but I found out they have, like, no budget. So, you know, I've known her for 10 years. I met her. She used to work at Porky's up in in Newton years ago.
Yeah,
the bartender at Porky's. And I said, you know what? I'll do it. I'll come and do it. All right? So she put me in contact with a guy who's putting this whole thing together. So he told me, he gave me the details. And so it's going to be me and Watson. We're going to do
Hey, Rich Woods is in the chat.
Hey, RW, man. What's going on, brother? Our pal, Rich Woods, author. And he does a great show on Tuesday nights. You got to watch it. It's on unlearn.tv called Unlearn with Rich and Tony. He's my favorite jerk-off friend. He really is. I knew the place. And this place, it was the clubhouse in this town. It was a little clubhouse. It's got an auditorium. We've done shows there. The Lake Packinac. You were there for a couple of the shows.
Lake Packinac. Yeah.
It's got a little, like, almost like an auditorium stage, you know, where people do plays, and the shows are great. So my only concern was they wanted us to do about an hour. My only concern was this is an unusual fundraiser because he just died May 4th, and it's like June 20th, and it's for him, and it's for his wife and kids. And it's going to be all friends and family there. So it's like kind of weird. Like usually when you do a fundraiser.
Usually it's at a VFW or something. It's at a hall, not right. at a theater.
No, but this isn't this is a clubhouse. So they set up chairs,
tables,
and all that kind of stuff. But the point is that usually when you do a fundraiser, it could be, it's usually for something like, you know, the kids need softball, you know, baseball uniforms, or it could be for cancer, or it could be for somebody who had passed away, but it's usually, you know, a year later or something. This is so fresh. So that was my little worry. Like,
they got to bury him.
Right. Yeah, that was like my, and believe me, we've seen it. You know this.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, you know, they're showing video of him with his family, and then two or three people go up and say a few things, and they're like, and that's what we thought about Bob, and now everybody, we're going to do comedy. Give it up for Joe Conte.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? There's no way you could do this. So I called him and I talked to the dude who was putting this all together. He said, dude, don't worry about it. We're going to be playing music. And everybody kind of knows that it's, you know, corny as it is, celebration of his life. You know what I mean?
Right.
He said, it's really going to be that. Don't worry about it. Cool. So that was my big worry. You know, inside this clubhouse, it's a great room for comedy, but weird situation. So now...
That's kind of why I didn't do it.
Now, Kenny was like, you know, Kenny hasn't been doing comedy for a while, and, you know, he's getting back into it. He doesn't think he's... He was a little out of his own head and thinking, you know what? This might not be the perfect gig for Kenny to jump back in doing... He's doing little spots here and there, but, you know, whatever.
You're
feeling a little rusty.
It wasn't even that I was feeling rusty. I didn't even think... I wasn't in the stand-up mode. You know what I mean? I think, you know.
And then those different things that I just told you kind of made it like it's, you know, this could be a real
right.
Rough and thing.
You got to be on your toes.
Your A game.
You know.
So
I just didn't feel right.
Right. So I got Watson to do it. And so now I'm going to the place. I'm going to be there earlier. It's 5 minutes from my house. And Watson is on his way. So I pull into the clubhouse. And there's a decent amount of cars there. And I walk in and I'm like, this doesn't look right. There's a bunch of people in there and they're doing a hokey pokey. And it was weird, right? It wasn't there. There was some stupid Filipino wedding going on there. So I'm in the wrong place. I'm like, where are they having this? It wasn't at the clubhouse. It was at the firehouse.
Okay.
So I asked somebody where the firehouse is, right down the street. I'm like, cool. You've done tons of gigs at firehouses,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
They always have a cool little room in the back. It's always cool. You know, firehouse. Sure. I'm like, this is, you know, all right, that's
firehouse,
cool. Firehouse. Firehouse, cool.
If someone tells me there's a show at a firehouse, I'll do it.
You're in, right?
I'll do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now they tell me it's right half a mile down the road. So I go halfway down the road and I see the firehouse and I see lots of cars. That's fucking cool. So I'm looking for a parking spot. Now I'm getting closer. What's that? Is that a tent? Is that a beer truck? Is that about 200 people outside of a firehouse
in
their parking lot and beer tent? And a big stage next to the beer tent with a band playing outside? Is this what they did? It's outside. I'm freaked out. I am fucking incensed because this guy did not tell me it was outside.
Yeah.
He just said it's going to be at a firehouse.
Now tell people why, that we, as a comic.
All right, here we go. I'll tell you. Think about this. You're going to a place... And at first I saw a kid, but there was only one kid. Picture this. You're going to a fundraiser on a Saturday at 5 p.m. with, you know, whatever it costs you, 40, 50 bucks, all the beer you can drink, food. It's
out. And a band.
Live music.
Festivalish.
Outside.
Lollapalooza, if you will.
Outside. So there was only like maybe 30 people in the tent. Everybody's outside of the tent, hanging out, drinking beers. So I'm like, put it to you this way, people. There was nobody listening to the band.
Yeah.
They didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
The band just played like fucking, you know, Crosby, wow, Stills, and Nash. And it was like, hey, thank you. And you hear. So I'm
not
like,
even
this
paying attention.
Is not good. So now I got to call Watson. Hey, Watson, all right, listen. First off, I want to apologize in advance. I need to apologize to you.
I am so glad I made the right decision.
I am so sorry about what I'm about to tell you, but it's not at the clubhouse.
Richwood said I would have stayed at the Filipino wedding. Food was better.
It's at the firehouse. And when you get to the road, when you get the stop sign, make the right, you'll see the firehouse. But do me a favor, don't freak out on me when you see the huge tent and the 200 people outside of the tent drinking with huge tables filled with tricky tray stuff. Unbelievable, right?
They can get a beer truck, but they can't get a budget?
They got food. Everything was donated.
Oh, okay.
Everything was donated.
All right.
They're a tight-knit community.
Gotcha.
So now I'm there, and I'm like, I go up to the band, and I know he's in the band. I'm like, which one of you is Glenn? He's like, I'm Glenn. I'm like, come here. I'm like, you didn't tell. This is the first thing I said to him. How you doing, Joe Conti? He's like, what's up, buddy? I'm like, you didn't tell me this was outside. First thing I say to him. He goes, what? I'm like, you didn't tell me this was outside. I go, this doesn't work. He goes, well, what do you mean? Yeah. I'm like, dude, look at this. Like, you're playing music. They're not even listening to you. You think they're going to listen to me?
Everyone, can I have your attention? Mm. Can you leave the beer tent and all the fun you're having there?
Stop. Yeah. All right,
stop
kiddies,
having fun.
Children.
Stop having good conversation.
You need to sit down
and everyone,
pay attention.
Just come over here.
And listen to the two jerk-offs that are going to start talking.
We're going to do some jokes. We're going to have some
jokes.
We're
going to
make some funnies. And just everyone, all the good times you're having right now, stop. Put them on hold.
Put them on hold.
For about an hour. Just for about an hour.
The only thing is that when I was
these two jerk offs are just going to try to make it up to you.
Yeah, we're gonna be like yucky, 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 yuck. So now,
oh man.
So now I'm talking to him. I see my friend whose brother passed. Saw her, hugged her, blah blah blah. And I'm kind of being so like nice to her, and I'm like, hey, listen, I don't know if this is gonna work. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, look, I know you're not in the right head right now, but think about it. Think about comedy. Think about what comedy is. It's indoors. It's enclosed. It's a controlled environment.
It's quiet.
It's a controlled.
I'm the only one speaking.
It's a controlled environment. It doesn't work outside like this when people are partying.
I'll introduce the bands.
Oh, yeah.
I'll introduce 10, 15, 20 bands.
Yeah.
That's all I'm fucking doing.
So it was only one band playing. It was just these three
I'll
guys.
Introduce them over and over.
I'll be like, next song, Born to be Wild.
By the Jerkmen.
By fucking Jerkweed and the fucking Billy Goats.
You guys like Journey? Here it is
Here
from
it is.
The Jerkmen.
Separate Ways, which is where I'm going.
Here's Oh Sherry by the Jerkmen. Here's your request and dedication.
So now, the only thing was that even on the, there was a huge sign next to the restaurant.
This is why Ozzy bit the head off the bat. He was trying to do stand-up during his Sabbath show.
So now, when I was at the other place, the clubhouse, next to the clubhouse is a restaurant. It's like the big restaurant in the town, and it was a big, huge sign next to the restaurant about the fundraiser. And that's when I realized, I'm like, oh, it says Firehouse. But it even said 50-50s, Tricky Tray, music, comedy show.
Ooh.
So they even said comedy show.
Right.
So now I'm like, there's going to be some people that are actually knowing that there's going to be comedy. And how am I going to bail out of this?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some people that are going to be looking for it. So now I'm talking to her, and now I'm talking to her brother-in-law. And I remember him, and he was like, dude, he remembers one of my jokes. He was like, dude, you were hilarious. So I'm telling him, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if we're going to be able to get people. So Watson comes over, and we're commiserating.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, well, we got to get people. Because we realize we're not going to be able to do it on top of the stage. The stage is about 15 feet away from the tent. We're going to do it on the ground in front of the stage, and the tent is right here. So at least everybody sitting in the tent will be able to see us. And it holds about, I would say, about 80 people.
Okay.
At least. There's about at least 15 tables, and all of them have, like, you know, enough for 8 people in it. So now, but behind that, so it's the stage behind us, right? Then us, the tent, and then behind the tent is the beer and the food and the fire trucks and all the people. So we're like, all right, well, so the band makes the announcement when they were done. Hey, we're going to do comedy in a little bit, so get your seats. And one other guy was like, listen, everybody, we're going to be doing comedy a little bit, so we want you to come off. Nobody.
Nothing.
Nothing. So now Watson goes up and does a test with a different mic that we're going to use. So Watson's going, hey, everybody, welcome. Test, 1, 2. We're going to be starting a comedy show in about 5 minutes or so. And then in 6 minutes, the comedy show will be over. So everybody come and get your seats. And so he kept on talking a little bit, right? And he's like, in 4 minutes, we're going to be doing a comedy show. Come on in, folks. Come on in. About 10 people come into the tent. There were already a couple people sitting there. People start coming into the tent. More people. People from the back were, I guess, being told, hey, listen, the comedy show's starting. dude, the tent filled up.
Filled up. No kidding.
Filled up. Oh, and no behind kidding. The tent were people standing watching.
Watching the show.
But we realized, me and Watson were like, look, now it's 8:30, and you know we're supposed to start about 8. I'm like, Watson, this is amazing. They're actually, because everybody knew there was the comedy.
There was going to be
comedy. I could not believe it. And now I'm like, well, here we go. I'm like, dude, we're going to do 15 minutes each, half hour. We're not going to push our luck. And what's the difference? You know what I mean?
I guarantee
we're not getting paid.
What did you guys do, in an hour and a half?
We did 31 minutes.
31
minutes. I did 15 minutes, brought up Watson. He did 15 minutes, and it went phenomenal.
Perfect. Okay,
they
good.
Loved it, and Watson even gave a finishing touch on a great... He ended it with the thing about his mom being sick, and he goes, you know what? And it was something very sentimental, but really positive.
Sure.
Like, you know what? This is what people need to do when, you know, times get tough and blah, blah, blah. But it was done really perfect, and they... Not a standing ovation, but they gave a really nice ovation at the end, and me and him were gone. It unbelievably worked out.
Yeah.
I could not. Yeah,
and you know what? As long as they,
That's the first time I think that's ever happened where it works outside.
Yeah. Well, you finally got. I mean, the people came in. Normally, there's nothing. They don't give a shit.
Usually, they don't know about it.
Yeah.
And some of them do.
And you know
they
what?
Don't care.
At that point, you've got the people in there. Do a fucking half an hour and beat it.
That's exactly what we did. Yeah. I'm like, we're not doing an hour. We're not going to push our luck. You know, they were having a good time. We gave them just enough.
Just enough, sure.
And I was there for a little bit because I seen a friend of mine I haven't seen in about 10 years and his new wife. And I ended up bullshitting with him for like 45 minutes. But like 8 people came up to me. This, you guys were awesome. It was so great. Like, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If we would have tried to do an hour, it might have been like, oh, come on, man. And it was getting dark.
It was getting dark. Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
would
yeah.
have waited longer. We would have been doing it in the dark. They tried to put some construction light on our face. I was like, all right, you know what? They're fucking Pacone, fucking Al Capone. Put the fucking light away. It's not going to work. And I could not believe it worked, dude. We pulled it off.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad
and
I missed
you know
it.
What? And I'll tell you something. I'm a little pissed at you. Because even Watson said it, we could have done it where I would have went up, done a little bit of time, you could have done a couple minutes, and then he would have finished it up.
Right.
And you would have been in a perfect scenario. Even in the regular show.
Right.
You would have
right.
been in it would have been great. Because they would have already been warmed and you would have killed them, dude. You're fucking, you know what I mean? You're upbeat. You're right. Comedy, it's upbeat and it's disgustingly positive, and you're just like, hey, you gotta have fun. It's fuck you, but it's fucking great, and they would have loved it. But
I didn't know the situation I was getting into. You know what I mean? I thought it was a benefit, me and you, half an hour each, and I just didn't think of it. I'm not in the stand up mind frame as of right now. You know what I mean? But I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad I missed it.
I could not believe it actually worked out. You piece of shit. Oh, man.
But, you know, we've done a ton of those. You know, we've done a ton of those gigs. Where you're just,
you know
you're
what?
Just like,
and one thing
your
realized,
asshole puckers up and you're like, oh, this is going to fucking
one thing
suck.
One thing I can say 100% every single time, when you think it's going to go terrible, it usually goes really well.
Yeah.
And when you think...
It's weird.
When you think you're going to go in there and just smoke the joint...
It's going to be your shining moment. You're going to get an HBO special from it.
You
nope.
shit it like you've never been shitted before. So, all right. You know what? You want to take a... Want to take a break, bro?
Yeah. Fucking
Let's
Yankees.
Take our one break.
7-0 in the third.
Oh, the Yankees?
Yeah, they're losing.
All right, let's take a quick break. Well, the first hour is done, and we'll come back with hour number two of the program. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, and we'll be right back.
See you in a minute.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs.
for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
God. Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRtees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRtees. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRtees.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
Gee, I can't believe I'm souring my good name for this week.
Hey, you. Yes. You guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
If you're not listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, what the fuck are you listening to?
This is Uncle Arthur, everybody's favorite uncle. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. Oh, those two guys really crack me up. Just keep listening. One of the knuckleheads will call you or take your phone call or whatever they do there.
I have a structural filament and I need cash.
All right. We're back. It's the Conti Kenny Show. And if you're a fan of me, I am sometimes now on the new show Ears Wide Open with Bob Levy and Stacey Pressman every night from 9 to midnight. So if you want to check that out, go to the Rev, go to RevBobLevy.com, and it'll give you the ways to listen, because it's on two markets right now on AM, one in D.C. and then one up in Boston.
Big things.
And it's also on TuneIn. So I am occasionally the third mic, and they'll be on after this. So you can listen to that. I'll actually be Skyping in on that show tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah. And or you could just stay here on More Like Radio and listen to Daytime Divas at night.
Yeah, Marianne was in the chat before.
Oh, okay.
She said, hello, boys.
How's she doing? But yeah, you can check out Two Chicks on More Like Radio, or you can listen to Bob try to sexually assault Stacey Pressman on the Ears Wide Open show, which he's constantly doing. He's just brutalizing her. And if you want to call us, the phone number is 240-HIGH-CNK, which is 240-442-2635.
A three. How many licks? That's an old one. Remember that? The owl? How many licks?
Of course.
Yeah.
How many licks?
Marianne's still there. Owl? She's like, still here. Smiley face.
Okay. I wonder what she thinks of my excursion with my nephew.
Yeah, if I was doo-doo story?
Yeah, my little doo-doo and pee-pee story.
Pee-pee story. You know, it's awkward. I haven't cleaned a birdie in a long time.
Right.
But
now these birdies are like seagulls now, right? They're older now.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids, what's the youngest one? It's probably like 6 or 7.
Oh, the 8. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's 8. Yeah, no, there's no more cleaning birdies. But when you're cleaning a birdie when you're an adult, you're like, you don't look at it like a vagina. You look at it like you got to get the doo-doo out of the nooks and crannies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get in there. You can't, you know, when they doo-doo in a diaper, mm-hmm. you got to clean the birdie good, you know? And you don't have a water bottle or anything. You can't, like, you know, like one of those old carbonated sodas, like a Three Stooges.
Oh, yeah.
Just
gotta
fire it off in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Like
carbonate.
The clown. Yeah, like a clown, you know?
Yeah.
Hitting it in the clown's mouth.
That's what I would do. I wish I could have done that.
But
you can't. You gotta get in there with the wipes.
Brent sent me a message. Of course, White-Ass Brent, our online producer, he sent me a message the other day. It said one of the shows on MLR was going to do a countdown of the top 10 most boring shows on More Like Radio. So I was like,
really?
Yeah. So I was like, all right. I'm like, I would like to know. You know, I want to know if we had made the cut. And so I asked Brent, and he thinks they didn't do it. He thinks they kind of just did a goof, and they listed themselves as all top 10. So they ended up being like a self-deprecating thing, like,
okay.
You know, which is fine. I think the show was called Trust Us, We're Hot. You know that one?
No.
They're like two chicks.
I haven't even heard that one.
Yeah, they're on Sunday nights. They're like two chicks, and they talk about, I'm sure, you know, they talk about relationships and beauty tips and, you know, I don't know, how to trim your vagina.
Beauty
tips, you know? Yeah. It's like watching a bad fucking, like one of those NBC shows in the morning with two yappers.
Oh, Hootie and Cootie, whatever.
Yeah. Cancer and non-cancer.
I've had some time to watch some daytime TV, in the last couple of months. It fucking just vagina. Yeah. All it is for anybody with a vagina.
They're taking the Fox programming, way. You know what I mean? The Fox programming thing, and they said, "Let's do it." Because, dude, listen, Fox has the highest ratings. Okay, out of all the news things, you know, CNN, NBC, and the number—I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You know, because you make it like, oh, well, there's so many more conservatives, blah, blah, blah. Comes down to this. There's a lot of hot chicks on Fox. And also, and I don't want to get political tonight, but I will say one thing. People that are conservative, they watch their channel.
Sure.
Okay?
Have you ever flicked through and it's MSNBC. Obama, he's going to do this, great.
It's hilarious.
And you go right to Fox, and it's like, Obama sucks.
It's not even that. It's like, it could be the same story.
CNN, Flight 370, they're still fucking out of date.
Yeah. But
they're just grasping. But
my feeling is that people that are conservative, they make sure they watch Fox.
Yeah, of course.
Because they got to, because they're feverish, and they're passionate about it. And people that are liberals, you know, sometimes they watch a little NBC, sometimes they watch CNN, and other times they're just putting their dick into somebody else or they're having sex with their husband. They don't give a fuck as much.
I don't.
They're a little bit more relaxed.
But I don't watch any of it. I don't watch anything because it's so...
It's all garbage.
It's sides. It's so stupid.
It's all garbage. Did you see my post that I put on Facebook?
No, I didn't get a chance to read it. No.
The whole thing
no.
about all the presidents?
I know. I saw it, but I didn't get a chance.
It was great. It was basically
Rich
me
Woods liked it. I saw he
did.
Liked
he?
It.
Yeah. I mean,
he commented on it.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. I just basically put Reagan, Bush 1, Clinton, Bush 2, and Obama. And I listed a couple of things that each one of them did or things that happened when they were in office. And almost everyone had a scandal. Everyone had a scandal.
Right.
And a couple other things that happened. And it just said... I mean, and I'm paraphrasing, but don't you see? Don't talk to me about... you want to talk to me about the parties a little bit and how a little bit different they are, and I get it. Philosophically, they're different, especially now, but when it comes down to... especially when it comes to money. You want to talk about with liberals, they're different when it comes to conservatives, you know, with the religious thing and abortion and... immigration, and when it comes to money,
right?
It's the same. It's almost like it's one guy funneling all the money from us, and he's got a couple of henchmen going, "Hey, you make sure you make it look like he's the bad guy, and you make it look like he's the bad guy, but we're all the bad guy."
Right.
And I don't want to. I'm done.
I, you know me. I am not political at all.
No.
I don't have any opinions. I mean, I have opinions that last until someone else comes up with a better one, with a better opinion. I don't watch news. What I do is I observe how stupid shit is. The big thing, I was watching Fox News. I just flicked it on, and they were talking about Hillary Clinton. When she was a lawyer, she defended one. You have to look back. She was on the Watergate committee. She was kicked off the Watergate,
in the early
70s. Watergate committee for some kind of unethical practice or something like that. Kicked off. So Hillary Clinton's been around politics. Same with everybody, with Rumsfeld and all these guys. It's all the same people for the last 40 fucking years. Right?
You look at half of Bush's cabinet, it was the same people with Reagan and Clinton.
Absolutely, the whole thing. Absolutely, same fucking thing. I don't know it. I don't get into it, but I observe it. And they're saying she had a case where a man raped a 13-year-old girl. And they're like, well, how could she be? Fox News is like, how could she be president if she defended a guy who was? She's a fucking defense attorney. That's what she's supposed to do, you know. And there was this one woman on there, again, an attractive woman who's like, I was a prosecutor, or for this and that, blah blah blah. And I wouldn't, because you're not a defense lawyer. Your job is to fucking defend.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is. That's a good point. Yeah. And if Fox is ripping her apart because of this bullshit, and I'm like, that's what she was supposed to do. That's what she got paid to do.
And they all have little things in their closet. But I didn't want to get into it. Yeah.
We're not going to. We don't do politics.
Because I can't stand it anymore. You know, it's got to a point where it's unbearable.
Right.
It really is unbearable. So.
Were you going to get into something? Or are you?
No. You wanted to talk
about hot chicks.
Some hot chick, yeah, right? I'm going to get some sound effects ready.
Speaking of hot chicks, okay. I don't know if I missed the boat on this one, okay? I don't know, like, pop culture-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of her, but I was going through Yahoo just looking at the news, and Iggy Azalea is a female rap artist.
I love
artist.
Her seeds, by the way. She has great seeds.
Yeah.
Azalea seeds.
Wait till I tell you about my neighbors about seeds. It's a fucking good one.
Do you have it connected here?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're connected to it?
Yeah. Same thing. You are. Same thing. He changed the wire.
Which one is it? Right here?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So I know. Good.
Yeah, we'll get into the seeds, fucking mongrel immigrants, fucking weirdo fucking neighborhood. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know. You know, pop culture wise, my nieces would know it more than I do. But this, I saw reached 100 million views or something.
If it's 100 million views, that means it must be phenomenal.
Must be phenomenal.
And it must be like mega talented. Like
yeah,
like
yeah.
Like if Jimi Hendrix was around and he just came out. Jimi Hendrix will get 100 million views.
Right, exactly.
So this must be ridiculous.
Right, so I click on it.
I can't wait.
And then I'm like, all right, well, let me just see what this is, okay? Of course, commercial. You got me popped on?
Whenever you're ready, you tell me.
Yeah, I'm good. Here we go. 100 million views.
Is this jam on it? A jam on it. Superman came up to me and said, "You rock so naturally." Man in a three. Sorry. Go ahead. Go reverse. I'm sorry. A jam moaning.
You're right. Good call on that one. This is E. Azalea. Fancy. Turn up a little bit.
Can you pause this for a second?
Murder biz. Business.
What the fuck language is she speaking?
Murder business.
What in the fuck is she saying?
She's speaking ghetto. She's speaking
rap. That's not ghetto.
Murder. She's in the murder business.
I know people from the ghetto. That's not ghetto.
The murder business.
Everything is always the end of each sentence is bad. Fucking twat. She looks like Portia de Rossi or something. She's a white girl. Cup of ace, cup of goose, cup of crisp. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist. On my wrist. Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that. Never. Like we bring an 88 back. What? Bring the hooks in with a bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that. Really? Should I taste that? You already
know I'm in the best lane. 107 million views. I'm so fancy. Did I miss the bus on this one? And now listen.
It's a bass line.
But you hear her. Hear her rap.
Okay, time out. I move this, I do... What was that?
Okay, if you didn't...
And
if,
believe me, I know... I've listened to hip-hop. I know. I get it. This I don't get.
Right. Now, not seeing
little
the video...
Poopy, little Poopy I didn't get either. Remember Little Poopy used to play the video? Song? Yeah. Terrible.
Now, hearing this... My flow retarded. HBD departed. Swagger on stupid. I can't shop in no department. I get my money on time. If they got money... What do you think, black girl? What do you think?
Has to be a black
Hindu girl.
Definitely a woman of color.
No,
it has to be a woman.
Fucking
of color.
Honky fat ass. She got a big fat ass. honky as honky can be.
Turn that.
From like South Africa.
Can I see that, please? Can you turn it towards me?
Yes.
Can I see that?
She's got a big fat ass. If you you Google image. You don't talk like that.
She stinks. And let me tell you something.
You
I would bet as
like
much
that.
Money as I could scrounge up
what kind
that
of,
she did not write any of this.
What kind of street cred do you have?
It's
you're
terrible.
From South Africa. I think she's got a little bit of it. She's got a bit of an accent. I'm
okay.
not sure exactly where. Someone in the
who
chat
dad,
room.
We dad.
Who dad?
Dad
who dad?
Dad
who
dad? Dad?
She's
dad.
Got a fat, big fat ass, and she's dating Nick Young from the Lakers.
I like doodads and he dads.
I like doodads and huskadoos and huskadoos.
And whatchamacallits and Hershey's Kisses.
Sometimes a peppermint patty.
A
like,
white ass prince.
I like Rolos and Bolos and Mars Bars and Twixes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts. Coconut.
My panties don't. Brent says she's Australian.
Two layers of crispy wafers covered in chocolate nuts.
How many licks does it take to get to the inside of a Tootsie Roll? Twix bars.
Feel the sensation. Now, she's, what is she, Australian, she said?
Brent says, she stole Little Kim's sound.
Nicki Minaj, Little Kim, that kind of a thing.
It's all terrible.
What it is, it's a suburban honky cunt who just liked hip-hop, and she's got a big fat ass.
And he dad, and we dad, and boo dad. Oh, you're terrible.
You see that, and do that.
Yeah,
do that.
Hit the rewind and press record. Got my radio. Shut up. Shut your fucking face.
After the role of a lifetime.
Another
dad,
one. And then there's this, and Kesha, my favorite human being on the planet, is actually a contestant on a
this
new...
This is not a release. This is a leak. Jesus Christ and Iggy Azalea are the only people to be held accountable for what's happening tonight. I filmed a video called Pussy.
When the fuck did you film the video?
7 weeks ago. Is that fair?
No!
I can't believe
it's that. Not.
Like, she's like, people give a shit about this, bro?
It's not!
Really?
So I asked myself.
She's famous? People ask her to sign
video.
Things? Like, somebody's walked up and is like, can you sign my CD?
Okay.
This is a song called Pussy?
You yeah.
are going to turn down.
Listen to this Beethoven-esque brilliance.
Oh, boy. I wish this was unfinished.
I'm going to turn down this pussy. You stopped. I don't know any man that can refuse this pussy.
Fucking Mozart has nothing on this cunt.
Oh, God.
Pussy, pussy. Pussy!
Gentlemen, pussy. This is democracy manifest.
Trying to find our cat. Where is that cat?
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
I got it.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
This is even worse. All right, go back. I want to listen to this without the pussy because that was fantastic. DJ Joe House showing his
yes.
skills right there.
Great.
That was fantastic. Get to the terrible music. You fucking. Just the worst.
Find our cat.
Pussy, halfway through the pussy. 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 Pussy.
She's kind of hot, though.
It's hot as shit. What the fuck does a honky white girl
know about it's a black chick? It's terrible.
About murder.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Murder business.
Women rappers stink.
Murder business.
They're terrible. Most rappers today are terrible anyway. It's candy. It's geared to 14 and 15 year olds. Not like it was. Public Enemy was a fucking rap fucking. They were phenomenal because they were speaking to men. This is geared to kids, and I haven't heard a good female rapper yet. Salt and Pepper stunk. Here we go. What is this one called?
Murder Business.
Murder Business. Really? What do you know about the business of murder? What do you know? Really, was your dad a prosecutor? You know nothing about murder, except you are murdering music. Oh, it's just
She's faking synthesized garbage.
That
fucking DJ Joe House version was beautiful.
That was good, right?
That's fucking beautiful. You want to try it again?
Shit, yeah. Fuck, I'm down with that. We'll do a little poosa. I'll try to speed it up. I'll try to do it every two beats so we don't have to sit and listen. I'd rather listen to our fucking Dearly Departed than this fucking twat. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I'm old. Done. I'm old.
Like I said, did I miss the boat on this one?
No, because it's not a boat. It's a canoe filled with retards. That's what it is. Survival. Yeah. This is just awful.
Hold on, give me a second.
Female rappers stink. Because you're trying to sound hard, you're trying to sound aggressive, and it's not meant to be. It's an aggressive thing, and it's supposed to come out of a guy. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. All right, here we go. Pussy. Can't go any faster.
All right. That's good. That's fucking good.
Oh, that was awesome. Wow. And what is her name? Iggy Azalea?
Iggy Azalea, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you know, where I remember hearing the name, but I haven't seen anything.
It's just a basic,
I just stumble on it.
It's a basic four-note. It's a basic four-note bass line.
Yeah, you want to hear how she talks?
Let's see. White Ass Brent. She was a model, and she only became famous when she did an online blog or video telling fans she was done. She was done crowd surfing and having her... Wait a minute.
Yep.
Telling fans she was done crowd surfing and having her twat fingered banged.
Iggy Azalea!
I'm a little confused.
Yeah, you'll hear.
Oh, yeah. It's album day for Iggy Azalea, the new classic.
Yes.
Give it up for...
Yay!
It's your big day. Album, the new classic?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The new classic?
You feel like your album's a classic, or you represent a new style of classic?
I represent a new style. That's what it's about.
No, you don't.
Saying my stuff's classic.
It's stinks.
Just me saying...
Stinks.
I think hip-hop's evolving, and I think that the face of hip-hop can be different. It can.
You're going to be doing B-movies, taking your tits out in fucking six months.
That's what it's about.
And it took me some time to get there, but I'm with you. And yeah. I like you a lot.
It took me time too.
Look at these fucking men kissing this broad's ass. Ugh.
So we started talking about crowd surfing because you had to stop.
Hey, listen.
I know I had to stop. It's funny because we were talking about how on my tour I'm only doing like 2,000 seaters, but I still have to have barriers, even if it's like 200 people, because people try to finger me.
Oh, well, no, you can't do that. That's inappropriate if you're a fan of someone.
I know.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah,
it's not cool. I mean, as much as I hate her, I don't want you guys fucking finger banging.
You crowd surf, you're getting a finger in the tooch.
That's a violation.
I'm putting my finger. I'll put my finger in her ear. I'm sticking something somewhere if she's over my head, like a spaceship.
That's where I draw the line. Look, I can wish her dead.
You wouldn't check her oil?
No, I'm not going to finger her when
she's ass down, floating on top of you.
Did she just sing a bad song?
Of course.
Was she just singing?
She sang one of her songs. Yeah, but she has to wear like three pairs of panties.
Well, dude. There's a bunch of fucking dopey guys, bunch of teenage boys there. What do you want? If you had real music, stupid, then you would be playing to men in their late 20s, early 30s, and they wouldn't be trying to finger bash you because they're all fucking prepubescent fucking hormone raged fucking retards. It's unbelievable. It is bad. And it is real bad.
You want to hear Pussy Song live?
No. Oh, my God. Oh, really? I mean, that's one thing I can't say. That's one thing about hip-hop. It is terrible live. Like, you'll hear...
You know what? Let's check this out.
It's terrible live.
You want to check Montreal in 2014.
I like a bit of fun right here. Yeah. But you know what's really...
She does have a really nice body.
She's got a giant ass.
It's nice. Everybody's favorite thing. What's that, pussy? I can see that llama's paw through that stupid fucking thing. Jeez, wow. She does have a good fucking ass. White ass Brent, they would pass her around as a bowling ball when she crowd surfed.
Yeah. That's just bad audio, yeah. It's a bad audio.
Just terrible.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
But I figured, I was like, whoop, there's something.
What happened?
White ass Brent in
the
chat.
Oh my God. Just the girl from White Chicks. one of the Wayans brothers dresses a white girl, White Chicks. They have her next to it.
Oh, man, that's funny.
That is fantastic.
Well done, Brent. Well done. Well, let's see what else is here. Marianne, I hated it the first time I heard it. Now I love it. Fancy. White-ass Brent, yeah, 6 months late. That's why I said. I really am 6 months late.
Since we cannot use that particular item, because
how did we get
to
this
unit?
Point?
What is a unit of measure used to determine the necessary current to excite an incandescent?
How did we get to what we're just doing, this broad,
many
from
that,
this?
Not doorboard anymore, an entity.
Oh, just take it.
It's going out.
What? Fuck you, YouTube!
Where, in
there we go.
Where we find that the melody keeps coming in, and the audience keeps going out.
How did we go from this? This is fucking great. Listen to this, dude.
Just different ears.
Oh, fuck that. Listen, little bass line. Fucking guitar.
I could have picked a couple of different ones.
What? This is the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, fuck. I never got into Dougie Fresh and the boom, boom, boom. That mouth shit, I hated it. But how did we go from this to... In the scone, in the scone. I understand everything he says.
It's different ears. Different
ears. I'm the kind of guy that girl ignored. I drive the Caddy, you fix the Ford. Come on, that's brilliant. When I rock it on the mic, you can all applaud. Cause we're willing, we're dealing, we got a funny feeling. Rock the floor, too. Fuck me.
Alright,
what are you gonna do, man?
Yeah.
Fucking broad, stop rapping. Go fucking take your clothes off in a movie. Stop
from whatchamacallit, from
Shifting them the gear from the high to the low. Ah, shut up. Oh, that just angered me. Thanks, buddy.
Now, here's another one. This guy was on... We'll do a quick little music segment, and then we'll be finished.
Okay.
This guy was on... I saw him first on Saturday Night Live. Okay. And his name is Sam Smith.
Okay.
All right. And I'll play the one from Saturday Night Live. Now, I don't know. People in the chat room, Brent can help us out. Is this guy a flaming homo? Okay.
Politically correct, sir.
I think
you're not supposed to say that.
He's a cock smuggler.
He sucks a big giant dong. You're not supposed to say that.
Now here's the thing.
Come on.
I like the music, and then I started looking at him, and it's changing the words of the songs. Okay. He's got a beautiful voice. He's got an incredible voice,
mm-hmm.
and the words are incredible. You could use them to talk about, you know, you and your lady.
Suck that cock.
But for some reason, something twinches my nuts, Sack.
Suck that cock.
Knowing that he's a giant homo. If he's not a homo, then the songs are brilliant.
Okay.
But I'm feeling homo-nish. You know what I mean? I'm feeling the homo. You know what I mean? In the words.
Take my cock out and jerk me off.
Okay. And his name is Sam Smith?
Sam Smith.
Okay. Song is called Lay Me Down?
Yeah, pop me up.
All right, ready?
Yes, I do. I believe one day I will be where I was, right there.
I had to turn it up.
Yes. Listen to the words.
Days just seem so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin. Where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone.
Just listen.
But the feeling's overwhelming. It's much too strong.
Really?
Can I lay by your side next to you? And make sure you're right. I'll take care of you.
You lame motherfucker.
Hold on.
Thumbs down, I'm gonna suck a cock.
Just listen to the words. Listen to the words.
I'm reaching out to you.
Tongue, my ball bag.
Just listen to the words.
Oh, I am, trust me.
Just stop.
Crazy.
Sorry. Sorry.
You told me I'd cry when you were gone. But the feeling.
Nice lesbian, big tits, evaporated milk, lick that snack, sandpaper tongue, dirty whore.
Okay, you're done. All right, enough. It's over. All right. Fucking around.
I'll be totally honest with you. It's way too slow. Not the tempo, not the music. It takes forever for him to get the words out. It's written. The lyrics are. It's slow.
Right. But the words, whatchamacallit?
He's very passionate.
Melodies, exactly. It's very passionate, very passionate. Beautiful, an amazing.
You're just wondering
his other songs.
That's what he's talking
his
about.
His other songs are just as good. I mean, he's got a great voice. I'm a fan of him. But just when I watched YouTube, if I heard him on a CD, I would feel like I was singing that to the my best gal.
Right. Okay. And you're wondering if he's singing it to his best guy.
If he's singing, if
I have a sound of somebody from his concert.
If he is,
shut up, lady.
If he is, it changes the perception, just like you said, Judas Priest.
Right.
You know, the lyrics.
And you're wondering, because now he's talking, because he's being very ambiguous.
The skin,
he's not mentioning her, she. It's just
you, me.
I.
Yeah.
That
not
usually
she.
Means it's gay, whether it's a Melissa Etheridge, because when she would
he
do the
looks
songs,
like Boy George without the makeup. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, he looks very he's femme. He looks, George, like a, he looks like a swimmer.
But it's, you know, your touch, your skin, well, where do I begin? I want your cock in my mouth. You know?
Suck my cock like you're drowning and the balls contain oxygen.
Right. Right already. But it really, it's a good tune. I'm just wondering if anyone knows. It's Sam Smith, Brent. Sam Smith.
Eat the hot corn out of the who's ass.
Sam Smith, is there any,
yeah.
Oh boy.
There he is,
if
yeah.
that dude, I mean, he looks like
he's
a chick.
He's not gay.
He looks like a lesbian. He looks like a lesbian chick.
He has the
he
gay
really
jawline.
Yeah.
Brent, he has
the gay jawline. Yeah, absolutely. I've been saying that for years.
And the overbite, too. So, the Freddie Mercury overbite.
That's a little.
No, fucking, actually, Matt Smith, or Sam, Matt Sam, whoever, the gay fucking NFL player.
Yeah, he's got a little of that, too.
He's got that Freddie Mercury. He's a black guy, and he's got a Freddie Mercury overbite.
Yeah, he's got that, yeah.
Brent, put a picture of him in a chat room. What's his name? Max Smith's man? Man? Smith. Max Smith.
Sam Smith. No.
Wait.
Sam something else.
Wait a minute.
What?
What's his name? Are they both called Sam Smith? Everybody wants to know. What's
the newest? Fastest. Sorry, I'm just trying to.
What's the name of a gay football player?
Oh, Sam, or is it something Sam? What's the gay football player's name?
Michael
people?
Sam?
Mike Michael Sam, yeah.
Michael Sam.
It. Yeah.
Michael Sam Smith.
Michael Sam Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Michael Sam's got the Freddie Mercury chompers.
How gay was that?
Yeah, he looks like a chick, dude. Like a lesbian girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the music, I thought the piano was nice, you know?
He's got a bunch of great songs. I'm a fan
I've
of his.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, me neither until he was on Saturday Night Live, and then I picked him up. And,
nice.
I didn't
Is he
going to
be
up.
At a Lilith Fair?
He's going to be at Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo! Oh, I like
look
that.
Look at that one.
That's very good.
It was funny.
I like that one. Bonnaroo. That's fucking funny.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Yeah, so that was our music portion of the show tonight.
You know what? You want to try this right off the cuff?
Sure. We'll
play a new game? Call it Google Gay?
Let's do it.
All right. Basically, what we're going to do...
while we're talking about...
While we're talking about...
Overbites
that,
exactly. And jawlines.
All right. Basically, the game is we go to Google.
Overbites and jawlines.
We go... Overbites and jawlines.
Hold on. Sam Smith comes out, says debut is dedicated to unrequited love... I've made my music so that it could be about anything and everybody, whether it's a guy, a female, or a goat.
Oh my
and
God.
Everybody can relate to that, he says. Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. So he's a flamer.
Yeah, he like, likes penis.
Yeah.
All right. Basically, we're playing this game. It's called
Thanks,
Google Gay. So basically, stop saying basically. What we do is we put a name in the Google site and... We guess, before we put the name in, because you know how you put a name in, and then instantly it drops down to, if you put like Derek Jeter, and it puts Derek Jeter, 3,000th hit, Derek Jeter home run, Derek Jeter dates. How many down do we go until it says Derek Jeter gay?
Okay.
Okay?
And you came up with this game?
I came up with this game.
All right.
I've never even tried it. I've never even done it. I just wanted to do it right here. This could shit the bed. But we don't do pre bits.
Just no,
try it.
Let's try it.
So let's ask anybody in the chat room to give us a name, and we'll do it. And me and you will guess.
Michael Sam, yes, thanks, Brent.
Michael Sam, okay.
Put a picture of him so you can see his Freddie Mercury overbite. If you can.
So if anybody has a name that we want to try, and then me and Kenny guess
How many down?
Henry Kissinger.
You want to try Henry Kissinger? All right. I'm going to guess 11.
No. Let's Kissinger is different. Yeah.
I don't want it to be somebody that's like, I'm not doing Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Okay.
Where it's always at. Just a regular, an athlete or somebody
Michael
famous.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan. What do we guess? I'm going to guess maybe 8.
I'll guess about 6.
6, okay.
Chaeljordan.
Damn it, they only go down 4.
Oh, really?
And none of them... Is that all it does? It only goes to 4?
Oh.
Or can you do it more? When you... somebody... you know what? I should have done this at home and tried it first. I thought it used to go further down. You would get
where you
more.
Have like a big press. List.
Yeah, when it would do a lot. Do you click like I'm feeling lucky and it gives you more? You know what we might have to do? We might actually have to
work on this till for next week.
Yeah, I suck. Hold on. All right. How about Michael Jackson is? This is actually kind of funny. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I put Michael Jordan is, and there's about one.
Michael
two, three,
Jackson or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan. 1, 2, 3. This
you said.
This
Michael
got
Jackson.
A lot. This got about 10.
Okay.
Ready? This is fucking hilarious. This might be a new game. Michael Jordan is a jerk. Michael Jordan is Isaiah Thomas. So it put the two names together. Is Michael Jordan is overrated. Michael Jordan is. A bad person. Michael Jordan is racist.
There we go. Now, Michael, it's name is.
And
the is game.
Yeah, I mean. It's
Google just, is.
All right. Michael Jordan is a sellout. Michael Jordan is better than LeBron. Michael Jordan, is it in you? Michael Jordan is worth. Michael Jordan is cheap. But there was no Michael Jordan is. Yeah, there was no Michael Jordan is gay, but that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, I
all right, bad. Let's do another. Let's try another
name. Mike.
Let's do Sam Smith is.
Sam Smith.
Mine as well. Or Iggy Azalea. We can try those two.
Sam Smith
is.
Is.
What?
Dude, this is hilarious. Sam, all right, here we go. I got about 8 of them.
Okay.
Sam Smith is terrible. Sam Smith is from. Sam Smith is straight. Sam Smith isn't black. Ready for this one? Sam Smith is Sam Sparrow. I guess that's his real
name?
That's
his real name.
Sam Smith, Islington Assembly Hall. They put the Islington in there. Sam Smith is rubbish. Sam Smith is crap. Sam Smith is awful. Sam Smith, Isle of Wight. It sucks. I thought it was going to go.
All right. How about let's do Iggy Azalea.
Iggy.
Iggy. Azalea.
L-E-A. Is.
What do you got?
Is Iggy Azalea is ugly.
No.
She is white.
Yeah.
She is a man.
Okay.
She is hot.
Yep.
Iggy Azalea, is she white? Is the first one is she right, was right. white. Is annoying. Is terrible. Is dating. Is a drag queen. And Iggy Azalea is whack.
Okay.
Yo.
Let's try. Let's Henry Kissinger. Try him.
Henry.
Kissinger.
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 Is space. There we go. Henry Kissinger is evil. Henry Kissinger, is he still alive? Henry Kissinger is a war criminal. Henry Kissinger, is this your best work? Henry Kissinger is dead. Henry Kissinger is a criminal. Henry Kissinger is still alive. Henry Kisser is a homosexual. Hey!
We got one.
Henry Kisser is the Antichrist, and Henry Kissinger is a traitor.
I like this game.
Wow.
Just for shits and giggles.
Okay.
Joe Conte is.
I don't like this game anymore. Joe Conte is. Nothing came up.
Nothing came up. All right, let's do...
Hold on, let me see. Just Joe Conte. Joe Conte Lazard. Joe Conte Comedian. Joe Conte...
All right, let's not Google search everybody.
NYSC.
Let's do...
Joe Conte Tournament. Joe Conte Song Traction. Joe Conte Jewelers.
Okay. Joe Conte.
Sorry.
Let's do... Let's try another one. Let's do...
Anybody in the chat have a name for us?
Nothing so far. Not any more like...
Oh. And we'll try one more. This bit's failing. Although the homosexual, at least... can you believe the first one was fucking Henry Kissinger? We got the first one we got with gay?
With gay.
Let's try
a gay one.
Nicolas Cage.
You know what?
Nicolas Cage is known to be gay.
Hold on. As a placebo, let's go Freddie Mercury is.
I didn't even have to do is, but just really funny. It was fourth one down. Freddie Mercury teeth. I'm just saying. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
everything else is vocal range quotes.
Okay, but Freddie Mercury is. Let's do is. And just to see, as a placebo.
I think the bit's getting better.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury is Indian. Freddie Mercury is in hell.
Freddie Mercury is, he's like Moroccan or something.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's in hell. Freddie Mercury is God. Freddie Mercury is
Freddie
overrated.
Freddie Mercury is in hell.
In hell. That's awesome. Freddie Mercury is alive. He is awesome. He's hot. He is the best singer ever. Freddie Mercury, is this the real life lyrics? Freddie Mercury, is this the world we created lyrics?
Okay. All right, Freddie Mercury is
in hell.
Let's try Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is... Okay. Nicolas Cage is a vampire. Nicolas Cage is everyone. Nicolas Cage is God. Nicolas Cage is a bad actor. Nicolas Cage is related to. Nicolas Cage is broke. Nicolas Cage is ugly. Nicolas Cage is weird. Nicolas Cage is a racist woman beater. And Nicolas Cage is hot.
That Nicolas Cage is a vampire. Did you see that picture of him? The Civil War guy? Click on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember that. That you just do images, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There it is, right there. There's the picture right there. The guy.
Yeah, that's actually creepy.
That's very creepy.
I'll click on that so it goes bigger.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's creepy. Spooky.
Very, very spooky. Well, that kind of shit to bed. I'm sorry.
We tried it off.
I tried to write off the cuff. My apologies to everybody. I am very, very sorry.
Speaking of off the cuff.
White Ass Bread put, do comedian Joe Conte is. I don't think it's going to matter.
Yeah, it's not yet.
I'm a nobody, dude.
Speaking of off the cuff, the phrase off the cuff. There's a show on a History Channel called United States of Slang or something like that.
Okay.
Something about United States. And it tells all of the, where we get the slang. Oh,
when it was all about the horses and stuff? Where a lot of it was like, look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and off the cuff used to be, because the cuffs used to be paper. They were paper cuffs. So when guys were reading stuff, or doing, whatchamacallit, actors or whatever, they would have their lines written on the paper cuffs.
Oh, so we're doing it
so
off the
cuff. So he's going off the cuff.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, that's very good. That's pretty cool. I love that, dude. It was great. It was on...
History 2, I think. History 2, it was awesome. It was a great show.
Look a gift horse in the mouth. Because, you know, back then...
All of the slang, you're like, oh, that's where that comes from.
Where did all these phrases come from? You know, eat like a bird. You know where that came from, right?
Eat like a bird, no.
Because back before the cars, everybody was being ridden around with horses. And they were... Dude, can you imagine? Nobody ever thinks of this. The amount of shit that was all over the streets when people were riding around with horses.
Oh, yeah.
Just manure everywhere. Well, what happened was birds would go and eat the seeds
in
out
the,
of the manure.
The shit.
But so they come up to a big pile of shit and they just pick pick, pick, pick. Eat like a bird. So when you see somebody who's just picking here and picking there, eat like a bird.
Eat like a bird.
That's where it comes from.
I haven't seen this one. Cotton picking. Get your cotton picking hands off me.
And how would that come from?
That's from the slave, whatchamacallit.
It was.
Get your cotton picking hands. Don't touch, you know.
Oh, okay. It was derogatory, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, another thing I found out, do you know this, the whatchamacallit? Fucking Eli Whitney and the cotton gin caused the Civil War.
Really?
Yeah. Caused the Civil War.
Ted Daniels should have told me about this.
Yeah, Eli Whitney and the cotton gin caused the Civil War. Really? Because it started to mass, because of the cotton gin, they started to mass produce cotton. So they needed this, the slaves were already freed or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then the cotton gin gets invented. Now they need more people to pick more cotton to make more
get
shirts.
Out of here. So they were like, we got to, way.
Eli Whitney, like, he invented the cotton gin. He fucking caused the Civil War.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brent, I googled comedian Kenny Michaels used used to, and it auto it auto completed with to have a comedy career.
Shit. Well, let me get this out of the way. We still got a few minutes. For everybody that's still listening, thanks, man. Thanks for checking us out. Tell your friends about the show. Tell them that we're on every Monday night at More Like Radio, 7 to 9, sometimes longer. We got anything really, really cool going on. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny, on Facebook. Our Twitter account, follow us on Twitter, at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5, and Brent's is at White Ass Brent. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Go to go to iTunes, go to ContiKenny.com, or just go to More Like Radio. And that's it, man. Some friends of ours that we want to just promote their shows real quick, besides everybody on More Like Radio.
Yeah, Metal next Breakfast up is Radio. Daytime Divas.
Daytime Divas, so stay on the tune in, man. Check them out. They're on from 9 to 11. Metal Breakfast Radio. Get their podcast. It's one of the most unique podcasts you'll ever hear. Unlearn.tv. Watch the show. It's with my friend Rich Woods and Cigars and Scotch. Unlearn with Rich and Tony every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock on unlearn.tv. And our pal Joe Fernandez has a podcast.
Yes.
The I Don't Know Joe Show, which you need to do one day. Or did you do it?
No, I didn't do it yet. No.
You got to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to do it, man. Because Joe really is a good interview. And he would get some really... Because you're a fascinating guy. Because you've had a fucking weird life.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing my whole soul searching right now, and I'm actually realizing, like, woof.
Yeah, it sucks, don't it? It sucks, don't it? Oh, update for the Backseat Barbecue 3.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Brent, we have a new total. We lost two more last week. Both were less than 2 years old. The new total is now up to 5.
5, okay.
2 boys and 3 girls.
What was that thing you said that there was a new device?
Shit. Yes. Here we go. I'll just... We got a minute or something. We got a couple minutes. Hold on. Where the hell is it? I got it. It's this new device that it's supposed to help people from it happens every summer at the temperatures rise, blah, blah, blah. There's something that may forget. All right.
What's the name of it?
Let me see. It's a hot car alarm.
Hot car alarm.
It honks the car's horn because a baby, in this case a doll, was left in the backseat of a vehicle. The fake child in the car alert can be connected. The Avisio child in car alert, it's called, I guess that's what it's called, can be connected and powered by a vehicle. Wow, no shit.
A VCO car alarm alert. Hot
yeah.
car alarm.
See? They thought of it because of us.
Yeah.
You know?
We're all trying to raise awareness.
We're raising awareness. We're making jokes, and they're coming up with ways to stop it.
Yeah. We're saving the world.
We're fucking terrible people.
We're saving the world one Nissan at a time.
But you know what? Let's save this, and we'll talk about
this
next week.
We'll talk about it next week. Sure. Absolutely.
All right? Good idea. I fucked it up. I'm sorry. Well, thanks, everybody. We got to get out of here. It's another minute left. And, oh, and if you're if you want to listen to Ears Wide Open, me, I got to be on that show in like 2 minutes with Bob Levy, Stacey Prussman. Go to go to RevBobLevy.com to get the links to listen to the show. It's on from 9 to midnight every night. It's going to be on in a few minutes.
9 to midnight every night.
All right.
Go to RevBobLevy.
Yep.
.com.
Yep, it's called Ears Wide Open with Bob, Stacey Prussman, and tonight I'll be on the show.
Awesome.
All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye, pals.
Take care.